This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency. In the spotlight this week, two Dublin constituencies. Both have four seats, and after the electoral bloodbath of 2002, neither has a Fine Gael TD. The other factor drawing them together, each constituency, is the base of a party leader. Later, Dublin South West, the political home of the man who aspires to the office of Taoiseach, Pat Rabbit. But first, Dublin South East, the constituency of the man who currently occupies that office.
Having lost a seat on one occasion by 27 votes, it's a moral for the rest of your life. You know, you treasure every vote.
Michael McDougall, leader of the Progressive Democrats since last autumn. He's been in and out of Leinster House for the past 20 years, and it was here in Ranelagh that he provided one of the defining images of the 2002 election. The lamppost, the poster, single party government, no thanks. That poster now hangs in his constituency office, but he insists he had no idea it would cause such a stir.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't have a crystal ball, but I was very clear in my own mind. And the real issue was Bertie Ahern going to lead Fianna Fáil to a whacking majority of 90 seats? And internal Fianna Fáil opinion polls, I've since found out, suggested that they were. So, I mean, I made the very simple point to the voters in Dublin South East and right across Ireland. Did they want to hand over power to one party alone?
Would you agree that the electoral situation is rather different this time?
Yeah, it's different in a number of respects. I don't think anybody's suggesting that Bertie Ahern is going to get an overall majority on his own this time.
So a new mantra and a new set of posters needed. All the indications are, by the way, that this year's catchphrase will be Slump Coalition, his name for the putative combination of Fine Gael, Labour and the Green Party.
The crucial question will be whether we have a slump coalition, and I'll be making that point very, very clearly.
But aren't there signs there that Bertie Ahern would be happy enough to do a deal with the Greens? I mean, we had him at his Ardesh last weekend talking about his own Green credentials. Does that worry you?
Well, it doesn't, to be honest with you, because I think that the great majority of his party's supporters don't want to do a deal with the Greens. And they don't want to do a deal with Labour either. The great majority of his party supporters know that the economic prosperity of this country has best been served by partnership with the Progressive Democrats.
Dublin South East is a relatively small constituency. Rathmines, Donnybrook, Ringsend, the South East inner city. There aren't many constituencies that you could probably cross in a good morning's walk. All of the candidates here mention the proposed Poolbeg incinerator as a prominent issue. Now, over the past decade, this is also an area that has seen a substantial rise in property prices. But it seems those days are gone. The complaint now is that houses aren't selling, and some argue that this has been exacerbated by political confusion over stamp duty. The PDs have already been rebuffed once by Brian Cowan on this issue, and just this week the Finance Minister claimed that Fine Gael's reform proposals could wreck the housing market. But Michael McDougall insists he's standing by his policy.
What we're proposing in relation to stamp duty is the first-time purchasers should not pay stamp duty, whether for first or second-hand houses. And secondly, that the system of stamp duty should be graduated so that instead of, if you go over a certain threshold, you pay 6% or 9% on the full purchase price, that you get the benefit of each band. And we believe that for many people, and particularly for people in this constituency, stamp duty is a very significant issue. Very modest houses in Dublin South East because of demographic reasons command huge prices.
But looking at the sort of figures that have been produced lately and looking at all of the houses that are for sale in this constituency, perhaps for some time now, are you not worried that all of this talk about stamp duty, about what might or might not happen, that it has led to instability in the market here?
Well, the funny thing is that while the prices were going up between 10 and 15% each year, people were saying that, this has to stop, this madness has to stop. And there is now stability in the market. And at least now people, purchasers and sellers, are at least in a position to bargain with each other. And that's a good thing. I mean, houses aren't selling like hotcakes. There's a kind of a more of a match between between supply and demand.
Hard to tell somebody, though, that it's a good thing if their house has been for sale for the past 6 months.
Well, it's possibly good for the purchaser, though, Rachel. You have to look at it from the purchaser's point of view. But in any event, your fundamental point is if stamp duties being talked about, this produces some kind of hiatus in the market. Yeah, but that's no reason to leave an unfair tax unreformed.
The Progressive Democrats' national share of the vote actually declined in 2002, but their number of seats doubled to 8. Now, since their foundation, good election has been followed by bad, and pundits have argued that the PDs are facing a hit this year.
Well, no, I don't accept that. I mean, what happened in 2002 was that we managed our vote very, very carefully and concentrated on a key number of constituencies. And, I mean, if I had said to an RTE interviewer this time 5 years ago that I was confident that May Sexton would be elected, I'd have been laughed off stage. So let's remember, you know, that the voters decide who's elected.
So how many seats then would you say?
I want to get into double numbers. I want to get between 10 and 12 seats. That's what I want to do.
You unveiled a new candidate during the week, Frank McNamara. Have you any other candidates, celebrity or otherwise, still to unveil?
Well, there are a number of people who are considering standing for the party, and I don't want to, on this occasion, to start making predictions about their decisions.
Has Bertie Ahern told you when the election is going to be?
Well, Bertie and I discuss a lot of things, but I'm not going to start discussing them with you, Rachel.
But has he told you? I'm not asking you to tell me the date. Has he told you what the date is going to be?
What Bertie and I discuss is entirely confidential between us.
For Fine Gael, the truly unthinkable happened here 5 years ago when Francis Fitzgerald's defeat left the party without a seat in the constituency of Garrett Fitzgerald. Just down the street from Michael McDougall's office is that of Lucinda Creighton, a city councillor and the party's general election candidate. Like most of the candidates here, she has advertising space all over the place. A lot of money is being spent in Dublin South East. Now, this constituency should be top of Fine Gael's target list, but for every person who reckons this one will be won back, there's another with serious doubts. I put that to Lucinda Creighton.
Fine Gael is polling, according to all of the polls that have been conducted in recent months in Dublin, across Dublin, on somewhere between 18 and 20%. Now, that would be a significant increase for the party across the board since 2002. It reflects the result that we had in the local elections in 2004 and, of course, Gay Mitchell's spectacular performance in the European elections. And I think that if we're on course for 18 to 20% in Dublin, Dublin South East is absolutely one of the constituencies where we will be fighting very hard to win a seat, and I think it's very much achievable.
Don't you have a unique situation, though, in Dublin South East, in that if you just look out the window of your constituency office there, you can probably see the office of Michael McDougall, a man who some Fine Gael people in this constituency probably still consider as a Fine Gael man in other clothes, that they will still vote for him?
I think in advance of the last election in 2002, that was the case. Michael McDougall put forward a very clever argument for his own election. He said he would be the watchdog of Fianna Fáil. We've seen 5 years of Fianna Fáil PD rule. We've seen very little evidence of a watchdog. And I think that he has now very much nailed his colours to the Fianna Fáil mast.
Fianna Fáil's Owen Ryan, who's also an MEP, is opting to stay in Brussels, but the two other incumbents are standing again, the former Labour leader Rory Quinn and the man who beat Michael McDougall by 27 votes in 1997, John Gormley of the Greens.
I think people often have a false idea of what Dublin South East is.
John Gormley arguing, like everybody I spoke to here, that Dublin South East is a more diverse and less wealthy constituency than its image suggests. Five of the Greens' six TDs are based in Dublin. The party's opinion poll ratings suggest that this figure could rise and that candidates like, say, Tony McDermott in Dublin South Central or Patricia McKenna in Dublin Central could be entering Leinster House. Now, their critics, like the PDs, say that if the electorate considered the true implications of the Greens' policies, they mightn't be so supportive.
You're talking about areas of Dublin South East where people are very well informed indeed about issues across the board. They know where the Greens stand on these issues. We're quite convinced that the more people know about Green Party policies, the more likely they're to actually vote for us.
What of the argument of your constituency colleague, Michael McDougall, who would say that the Green Party in government would be a recipe for disaster?
Well, you know, Michael has been saying this for so long now, it's a broken record. It's the same old story, and I don't know if people are growing tired of listening to him. Certainly I am. The Green Party has proven itself in record in government elsewhere, has a fantastic record in Finland, in Germany, where they've actually gone out and looked at problems across the board. You know, we have the health minister in Finland, agriculture minister in Germany. So we have a proven track record in government, and we're looking forward to the prospect of being in government in this country as well.
And from your perspective, does it matter who you're in government with?
Well, the party has been clear in this. What we have said is that we would like an alternative administration. But we've also said that we're not going to actually enter any pre-election pacts, and we're going to keep the doors open, because the bottom line, as far as we're concerned, is that we have Green Party policies implemented.
So you're not ruling out doing a deal with Bertie Ahern?
We're not ruling out anything at the moment, and we're not ruling anything in. What we are saying is that we would like to see an end to the Fianna Fáil PD administration.
You mentioned the fact that the Greens are doing well in the polls, and I've spoken to a couple of people over the past few days who say, listen, the safest seat in Dublin South East, John Gormley.
I would be very cautious about that, because, frankly, there are no safe seats in Dublin South East, and there never have been any safe seats in Dublin South East. And I would include the minister in that, Michael McDougall, Rory Quinn. None of us are safe. Anyone in Dublin South East that drops would say below 15%, and they could be gone. It's as simple as that.
There is almost always change in Dublin South East. 5 years ago, neither pundits nor polls gave an accurate prediction of what would happen here. Rory Quinn was seen as the potential poll topper in the event he fought it out with Francis Fitzgerald for the last seat. Michael McDougall, who actually headed the poll, delights in recalling the RTE opinion poll that gave him little chance. John Downing, political editor of The Star, has been taking a look at the possibilities. But first, a word about some of the other contenders, starting with the two Fianna Fáil candidates.
To be quite honest, they start from a poor enough base. Councillor Chris Andrews only got a council seat because he was co-opted into a seat vacated by Gary Keegan, who quit politics after he failed to get the nomination. The other candidate is Barrister Jim O'Callaghan. He also failed to get a council seat in 2004. Of the two, Chris Andrews is the better placed and the more visible. And, you know, if push comes to shove, I fancy he might... He will manage to get a seat, but it's not going to be easy.
The other sitting TD is Rory Quinn of the Labour Party. Now, he's there with, I think, a short gap for a very long time, first elected back in the 1970s.
Yeah, Rory Quinn, a lot of people speculated that Rory was going to pack it in, and indeed his nephew, Oisín Quinn, was working the patch for him for a time before he decamped to Dún Laoghaire. If in a very tight situation, and I believe it will be very tight, Rory Quinn will also be cited as a vulnerable.
Dahi Doolan of Sinn Féin got more than 2,000 votes the last time. Now, not a spectacular performance, but probably still a better performance than many had expected.
Absolutely. Dahi Doolan's been, a couple of things worth noting here. Dahi Doolan's been around for a long time. There is a working class vote, and he's been working to that very strongly. There is one thing out there against Dahi Doolan, and this is a rather sad story. A case of a man called Joseph Rafferty, who was killed, believed, nobody's ever been charged, but it's widely believed that he was killed by thugs linked to the IRA. And his sister, a lady called Esther Uzel, is standing. And basically, the Rafferty-Uzel family have been highly critical of the Republican movement. They've voiced their disappointment at Dahi Doolan's conduct in this issue. It has to be said, Dahi Doolan completely rejects their version of events. But it will be interesting to see how Ms. Uzel's candidature plays. It may harm Dahi Doolan.
When it comes down to it, John, is this five candidates going for four seats?
Absolutely. Five for four. I think PD leader and Justice Minister Michael McDougall has to be there. I can't see John Gormley being shifted. Labour leader Rory Quinn is formidable when he's out there. I expect that Chris Andrews is challenging very strongly to hold Owen Ryan's Fianna Fáil seat. So the big question then, the fifth person challenging, I would suspect strongly for a seat, Lucinda Creighton of Fine Gael.
And can you see her taking one, I suppose, is the big question.
If you really push me to the wall on this one, I would say she may be in hard luck this time.
John Downing of The Star. Also declared in Dublin South East is Rory Hearn of the People Before Profit Alliance. Dublin South West is the constituency of the man who aims to replace Michael McDougall as Taoiseach, Pat Rabbit of the Labour Party. But given the difficult electoral record of some of his predecessors, from Frank Klusky's defeat to Dick Spring's survival by just 4 votes, I put it to him that his first task must be to hold on to his own seat.
Whatever else happens, you can always rely on it that the leader of Fine Gael and the leader of Fianna Fáil will poll remarkably well and will get extraordinary loyalty from their own troops. You're right to point to the record of my predecessors that it's hard-earned, and people tend to take the attitude to the leader of the Labour Party that he may well have to be around the other constituencies, but first and foremost he has to be in his own.
Dublin South West is generally seen as the Talla constituency, but it also includes parts of Temple Ogue and more rural areas like Brittas. It's a more prosperous place than it was a decade ago, but there are still areas scarred by disadvantage and by drug abuse. Pat Rabbit argues that across the constituency, one of the predominant issues at the moment is the future of the children's hospital in Talla.
They have decided, by way of cabinet decision, to build a new national children's hospital on the matter site, a 16-storey tower block that will lead to the closure of Crumlin Hospital for sick children and Talla National Children's Hospital.
But will it definitely lead to the closure of the children's hospital in Talla? Because certainly some in Fianna Fáil in the constituency are saying that they understand that that's not the case.
But of course it's the case. We had a public meeting addressed by some of the consultants. What is likely to happen is that Talla is going to be offered one of the urgent care centres. An urgent care centre is a glorified clinic, and it's a huge issue on the doorsteps. Parents are acutely distressed at the notion or the proposition that they would have to traverse the city in today's traffic conditions.
But of course other people have to traverse the country, so why should Talla be alone in having a children's hospital when most other places in the country won't?
Other people from the country will find it as difficult to get from Newlands Cross in today's traffic conditions to the Mater as they will from Thurles or Castlebar to Newlands Cross.
Pat Rabbit found himself in the political spotlight last year when he called for a more managed immigration policy, arguing that some Irish workers were being displaced. So I asked, is this an issue that's being raised on the doorsteps?
Oh, of course it is. The reason I raised it a year and a half ago is because I already see the examples of circumstances where people in areas of employment, fairly routine employment, are either being displaced or not having the opportunity of employment because they're competing now with very bright young Eastern European labour that is prepared to work for the national minimum wage or less and keep their heads down and not join a union. I wouldn't particularly want to have that as an issue or cause it to be an issue in the general election.
But it is being raised.
Oh, of course it's being raised. I mean, anybody who wants to follow around the candidates canvassing will find it at first hand.
Just as Michael McDougall's mantra is slump coalition, Pat Rabbit's is quality of life. It's on these issues, he argues, that the election will be fought. Availability of hospital beds, of school places, of Gardaí. His party conference pledge to reduce the lower rate of tax to 18% captured the headlines, but questions have been raised as to whether his party, which currently has 21 Dáil seats, will make any serious gains in this election. He insists they will, and that the key to this is winning over those who remain undecided.
Oh, I think there's only about 7 or 8% that will matter on the day. If Fianna Fáil decided to shoot all blue-eyed babies, there would be still an irreducible minimum of the population that would vote for them. And we saw that during Mr. Ahern's recent travails, that people were prepared to support him in any event. So, you know, it's a small enough segment of the population that will determine the outcome. Fianna Fáil are running at about 36 points. You know, that would put them in the probably high 60s in terms of seats. but that would make it very difficult for them to form a government. So,
except probably with yourselves.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt but that Labour and Fianna Fáil will probably have enough seats to form a government. I mean, I think that's arithmetic-wise, that's true. But political-wise, of course, it's a different horse altogether.
Sean Crowe of Sinn Féin was the 2002 poll topper in Dublin South West. He and the constituency's two other sitting deputies, Fianna Fáil's Conor Lenehan and Charlie O'Connor, will be contesting this election.
When I was chairman of the Tala Community Council all those years ago, we often said that Tala had a population then of a city but still the status of a village. But Tala has changed hugely over the last 20 years, certainly over the last 17 years since the square was opened in 1990.
Now, his running mate may be a junior minister, but Charlie O'Connor has done his level best to cultivate an image as Mr. Tala. This, he hopes, will be enough to secure the seat he won for the first time at the last election.
People are certainly talking about Tala Hospital. They're talking about the children's services. That is an issue. And as somebody who lives within the shadow of Tala Hospital and has been involved in the project since the very, very beginning as a campaigner and indeed as a member of the board, I am very concerned that we get clarification of what is intended. What we need to know as far as the Tala Hospital is concerned, the children's services are there since 1998 when the hospital was opened. We now need to know what the HSE plans are for the future delivery of children's services in Tala.
Are you worried then as a Fianna Fáil TD that the government has made the wrong decision here?
Well, no, I mean, my role is to represent my community and do that in a very clear way. The Taoiseach is on the record when he came to Tala some weeks ago. He told local and national media that the Children's Hospital at Tala is not closing. And I feel very strongly that what we need is confirmation that a first-class secondary care a children's hospital will be maintained and developed at Tala.
Looking at the most recent opinion polls, they suggest that the Fianna Fáil vote in Dublin is down. So there must be quite a bit of unease on the Fianna Fáil ticket in Dublin South West.
Well, you have to ask other people whether that's true or not. I'm trying to remain focused on what I'm doing. I mean, the day after the last election, I went out and did my clinics as usual, walked around the square as usual. Really, if you start worrying about polls, you mightn't get out of the bed in the morning.
You must be acutely aware, though, that there is a school of thought that says that both you and Conor Lenehan can't be returned, that this is one of those places where Fine Gael will really be aiming to make a comeback.
Well, they said that about us the last time. That we could never hold two seats and that I wouldn't be able to hold Chris Flood's seat. I did. Let the polls say what the polls say and let the media say what the media says and I'll go about my business.
Other candidates here will include Mick Murphy of the Socialist Party and Elizabeth Davidson of the Greens, who should improve on the 3% the party received. But the main question in this constituency is whether the man who went from poll topper in 97 to also ran in 2002, Senator Brian Hayes of Fine Gael, will make a return to the Dáil. John Downing of The Star.
Brian Hayes is a reminder of the brutality of the political game. He was a poll topper in 1997. He lost in 2002. He's making a very, very strong play to come back. If Fine Gael have the wind at their back, or even if they don't, I fancy he could very well regain that seat. Question is, whose seat is he going to take? I suspect it's one or other of the Fianna Fáil deputies. And I think maybe Conor Lenehan looks vulnerable.
And why would you say that? Is it because Charlie O'Connor maybe as a non-minister, as a backbencher, is in a better position to work the constituency?
Well, Conor Lenehan working on overseas aid policy is frequently in places such as Nigeria and so on, while Charlie O'Connor is perennially in Tala, talking about Tala. I think that may create difficulties for Conor Lenehan. That said, he has a huge campaign team. He's a formidable campaigner. And he didn't lick it off the stones, as they say down in Kerry. He has the ability to fight.
John Downing, political editor of The Star. Now, others have told me that a recent opinion poll conducted by one of the parties puts the two Fianna Fáil men neck and neck. So, undoubtedly, another place to keep an eye on polling day. Well, that's it from us for this week. We'll be back at the same time next week. Thanks for listening.
The Constituency is presented by Rachel English and produced in our Galway studios by Tom Maguire. Sound supervision for the programme was by John Doyle.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.